I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, over 90% of the cases of cervical cancer in the U.S. are associated with the human papillomavirus, or HPV. And the vast majority of these cases of cervical cancer could be prevented through the combination of screening and HPV vaccination. To talk about cervical cancer is Dr. Whitney Graybill. She's an associate professor of OBGYN, and she's a gynecologic oncologist at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Graybill, tell us more about the connection between cervical cancer and the HPV virus.
So the HPV virus is central to the development of cervical cancer and is found in more than 99% of cervical cancer cases. The majority of the HPV virus strains are cleared by the immune system, and most people never know that they've been exposed. And only a small percentage of these actually cause pre-invasive disease and invasive cervical cancer. A lot of times there's a stigma associated with the diagnosis of HPV because it is considered a sexually transmitted disease.
Tell us about the HPV vaccine.
The vaccine that is currently FDA approved in its broadest use in the U.S. is the Gardasil 9. It's a vaccine that covers 9 different strains of the HPV virus. The current recommendation is that all boys and girls around age 11 or 12 become vaccinated with this vaccine.
I understand this HPV vaccine is also being used for people older than the preteen age range. Tell us about that.
Yes, there was a big announcement in October that the Gardasil 9 had now been approved for women and men aged 27 to 45 years old.
So that is an important part of preventing cervical cancer for older women as well.
Definitely. We know that if someone's been exposed to a strain of HPV previously, that the vaccine doesn't help with regard to that specific strain. But there are 9 different strains in the vaccine. So now, older men and women who may not have been able to get the vaccine previously can now have coverage of those HPV viral strains that they may not have been exposed to earlier in life. And this is what can help prevent precancer and cancer.
And that's for women and men.
Women and men. We talk about women primarily in terms of preventing cervical cancer, but there's also the risk of head and neck cancer that is associated with HPV and penile cancer in men. So it really affects both sexes.
How many women are currently getting cervical cancer in the U.S.?
There are approximately 13,000 new cases of cervical cancer diagnosed each year and approximately 4,000 cervical cancer-related deaths. That's a lot of women who are dying from a cancer that we can prevent. If we can get our children vaccinated and push the vaccine in our young adult and middle-aged patient population and convince women that getting routine screening with pap smears and HPV testing is important in taking care of themselves and in their health, we could prevent many more cases of this disease.
Dr. Graybill, thanks for this information about cervical cancer.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.